The lines are open. 1-300-872-911. John McKenzie. Real music, real opinions. 4CA.
Got to say, I was pleased to see this. This is written up in today's Ken's Post. And it's under the heading, Spending Clamp on Slots. It's about the pokies. It's about the pokies. And, you know, so often people say, oh, no, you shouldn't really criticise them because the clubs, and they do a lot of wonderful work out there in our communities, and the clubs do, yeah, but you shouldn't talk about it because it's sacrosanct, because the funding comes from the pokies, and the pokies fundamentally pay for things like, you know, the facilities and the operation, etc., of these clubs. That's all fine, but the reality is, as pointed out by Michael Healy, there are some people who are addicted to the pokies, and they become victims and their families become victims. So good on him for calling it out. I'll just read this. It's an article by Samuel Davis today. A way to slow down problem gamblers has been proposed by a Far North member of parliament who says punters are paying too high a price for their addiction. Now, the member of Cairns, Michael Healy, addressed parliament recently to call out the consequences that unlimited spending on the slots are having on vulnerable Queenslanders. These are the addicted ones. The regional Queensland poly said, schemes to stop the one-armed bandits before they send bettors broke had already been adopted in other parts of Australia. I won't go through all the details of what he had to say because he'll talk in just a moment. But here's some examples of what's going on. Cashless gaming trials and other initiatives. Cashless gaming trials have been introduced in other states, with Tasmania using a mandatory pre-commitment card. A pre-commitment card in order to play the pokies. The occasional flutter turned into slot machine mayhem for too many Queenslanders, said Michael Healy, often leading to dire consequences. And they've done this sort of thing too. They've realised the situation in other countries, European nations, it says here, including Sweden, a pre-commitment system. More than a decade ago, we'll find out about this now because he's on the line here somewhere. There he is. He's the ALP state member for the seat of Cairns. Michael Healy, good morning.
Good morning, John. What a pleasure. How are you?
Good. And congratulations for calling this out. I mean, people are too sensitive about it. Oh, no, because I belong to a club, et cetera, et cetera. But the fact is, and you've made this point, some people are victims. They're subject to addiction in these matters. Just talk to us about that. I mean, I don't know how prevalent it is these days, but obviously you've done a bit of homework on this. How much damage can this addiction cause?
John, you're absolutely spot on, and this is not about having a go at the mums and dads or the anybody out there who goes and has a flutter or they're having a few drinks and they want to have a. This is not targeting those people. This is my speech. It came about. I think it's important just to let you know how it came about. Now, I had a number of people come and see me. A number of constituents, some from here, some from the Tablelands. One family in particular talked about the significant and detrimental impact that a member of their family had, and that was one of the breadwinners, and the kids were missing out on clothing. I mean, they didn't have shoes. They couldn't afford basic essentials. And I was like, well, can't you do this? Can't you do that? And the more I met people, the more I saw that this is, and that we all know what it is. It is a significant issue. Now, there's a group which is called The Cabin, which is an outpatient addiction treatment clinic. Now, they're indicating that the gambling addiction rates are continuing to soar. Over 300,000 Australians currently addicted to gambling, and countless more on the verge, John. And John, telephones. We're not even talking about phones and young kids yet, but it is. We lose in this nation $25 billion, in excess of $25 billion a year in legal forms of gambling. And I can tell you, there are people out there that absolutely cannot afford it. And the other thing is, you're absolutely right, the Gambling Community Benefit Fund, and, you know, as a member of, you know, as a parliamentarian, we see that gets disseminated out across the community, and that is terrific. If my memory serves me correctly, John, it's around about $800 million a year. Now, I think people get concerned we could lose that. There are billions being spent in other areas, propping people up, health, housing, The cost of problem gambling is coming way, way more expensive than what we're disseminating out into the community. So, and the other thing is we've got clubs in Cairns here that stop serving alcohol, but they're open till 4 in the morning, 5:30 in the morning. I mean, I've been to those clubs at those hours, and John, they're not the top end of town in there, and I tell you, it is concerning. It really is.
Can you explain this term? Because I haven't picked up on it before. That's part of the real interest in this article today by Samuel Davis. The term pre-commitment, like we're talking about pre-commitment here, might be the answer. European nations have introduced these pre-commitment systems more than a decade ago. Tasmania uses a mandatory pre-commitment card in order to play the pokies. What's this, the meaning of pre-commitment?
So, look, my understanding, and I've written to a number of jurisdictions in Tasmania, New South Wales and Victoria asking about exactly how it works, but my understanding is that in Tasmania, if you want to have if you want to sit down and play the poker machines, you have already enrolled and you are issued a card. Now, that card has a financial limit. Every 24 hours, it clicks over to $100. So if you sit down and use that, you can do $50 at lunchtime, and my understanding of it, and I'm waiting for this to be confirmed, then you can do another $50 at 7 o'clock at night. But the minute you hit, you've lost $100, it stops, and until that clock turns over to a new day, you don't have access to any more money. And that way, you're limiting control. But, John, this is, as I said, we need to be focusing on problem gamblers, and this is the issue. It's just like alcoholics. It's just like, you know, there are extremities out there in our society, and families are suffering, and there are and look, in New South Wales, they've in Victoria, they've got strict limits on how much money can be loaded into an individual poker machine. And they're also looking at new laws designed to reduce the harm of gambling by registers, by players needing to register. And I understand from next December, the amount of money people can load into a machine in Victoria at any one time will be reduced from $1,000 to $100. And I understand that's a daily thing. And the same thing in New South Wales. I mean, I think the New South Wales government reduced the amount of cash that could be inserted into a poker machine. Now, you've got to, this is unbelievable, John, from $5,000 to $500 last July. I mean, there are some families out there who are absolutely suffering as a result of this. So for me, it's about what are we doing to protect people from themselves and to protect those young kids and the families.
Yes, very much so too. By the way, what sort of support are you getting? Are people speaking out in support of you or not?
I've received several emails from people supporting me because of my statement in the chamber 2 weeks ago, John, and we've had some phone calls today for people who have seen the article. But it's like we've just scratched the surface and all of a sudden it's opening up. A lot more people are touching base to say, this is a huge issue. Thank you for saying something. We need to do something. So I will continue to advocate because if this is, forget the politics, this is about making our society safer for everybody and it's protecting people from themselves.
Exactly. Well done, Michael. Thank you.
Thank you, John. All the best to you and your listeners. Hopefully catch up again soon.
That's Michael Healy, ALP State Member for the City of Cairns.